Well, good morning. It is April the 8th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today, we are going to be pressing on to finish the book of Ruth. We're going to read the last few verses from chapter 4, verses 13 to 22. We're then going to jump on over to 1 Chronicles and read some corresponding texts in chapter 2, verses 9 to 55. And 1 Chronicles 4, 1 to 23, and then we are going to begin 1 Samuel chapter 1. We're going to read the first 8 verses, and then that's it. So let's get into the Word today. Chronological reading for April the 8th, 2024, beginning with Ruth chapter 4, 13 to 22, the descendants of Boaz. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons, has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her bosom and became a nurse to him. And also the neighbor woman gave him a name, saying, "There is a son born to Naomi," and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now this is the genealogy of Perez. Perez begot Hezron, Hezron begot Ram, Ram begot Abinadab, Abinadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon, Salmon begot Boaz, Boaz begot Obed, Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. And that's the end of the book of Ruth. So one more book down. But we move on to 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 9 to 17, corresponding text from Judah's grandson Hezron to David. And also the sons of Hezron who were born to him were Jeramel, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram begot Abinadab, and Abinadab begot Nahshon, leader of the children of Judah. Nahshon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab, his second, Shemaiah, the third, Nathaniel, the fourth, Radai, the fifth, Ozem, the sixth, and David, the seventh. Now their sisters were Zeruah and Abigail, and the sons of Zeruah were Abishai, Joab, and Ashiel, three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether, the Ishmaelite. Move on over to 1 Chronicles 2, 18 to 20. 4 descendants of Hezron's son Caleb. Caleb, the son of Hezron, had children by Azibah, his wife, and by Jeshuroth. Now these were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. And when Azubah died, Caleb took Ephrathoth as his wife, who bore him Hur, and Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. Now afterwards, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the daughter of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub begot Jair, and had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur in Syria took from them the towns of Jair, with Kenneth and its towns, 60 towns. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died in Caleb, Ephrathoth, Hezron's wife, Abijah, bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. Descendants of Hezron's son Jeremiel, 1 Chronicles 2, 25 to 41. The sons of Jeremiel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunai, Oren, Ezem, and Ahijah. And Jeremiel had another wife whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeremiel, were Maz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Oman were Shammai and Jedah. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. And the names of the wife of Abishur was Abigail, and she bore him Aban and Molib. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Afmin. And Seled died without children. And the sons of Afmin were Ishai. The son of Ishai was Sheshan, and Sheshan's son was Alai. The sons of Jedah, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died without children, and the sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zezah. These were the sons of Jeremiel. Now Sheshan had no sons, only daughters, and Shushan had an Egyptian servant whose name was Jara. And Shushan gave his daughter to Jara, his servant, as wife, and she bore him Attai. And Attai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zadab, and Zabad begot Ephlah, and Ephlah begot Obed, and Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah, and Azariah begot Helez, and Helez begot Elisha, and Elisha begot Sismai, and Sismai begot Shalom, and Shalom begot Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begot Elishama, descendants of Hezron's son Caleb, 1 Chronicles 2, 42-49. Descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jerahmeel, were Mesha, the firstborn, and who was the father of Ziph, and the sons of Merisha, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapuah, Rechem, and Shema. And Shema begot Raham, the father of Jachamam, and Rechem begot Shamul, and the sons of Shamul was Maon, and Maon was the father of Beth-Zur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, were Haran, Moza, and Gaziz, and Haran begot Gaziz, and the sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Geshem, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaf. Makah, Caleb's concubine, bore Shebir, and Tirhana, and she was born to Shaf, the father of Madaman, Sheba, the father of Machmeon, and the father of Gibeah. The daughter of Caleb was Ahsa. Descendants of Caleb's son Hur, 1 Chronicles 2, 50-55. These were the descendants of Caleb, the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, were Shobel, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Herath, the father of Beth-Gadir. And Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jamin, had descendants, Harah, and the half of the families of Manuath. And the families of Kiriath-Jamin were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, the Mishraphites, and from these came the Zorathites and the Eshcolites. And the sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Nephathites, Athroth, Beth-Joab, half of the Mathathites, and the Zorites. And the families of the scribes who dwelt at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shemathites, and the Sukathites. And these were the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Other descendants of Judah, 1 Chronicles 4, 1-20. Grab a drink of my coffee. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Rehahah, the son of Shobal, begot Jahath. Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the fathers of Etam, Jeriel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazel-Ponai. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Hushath. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Azuzam, Hefer, Temnai, and Hashutarai. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zerath, Zorah, and Ethnan. And Kaz begot Anum, Zobeba, and the families of Aharel, the sons of Harum. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." And so God granted him what he requests. Chalum, the brother of Shushah, begot Mehir, who was the father of Eshton, and Eshton begot Beth Rapha, Pasea, and Tehina, the father of Irnasha. These were the men of Rechab. The son of Kenez were Othniel and Seraiah. The sons of Othniel were Hattath and Mehuthai, who begot Ophrah. Seraiah begot Joab, the father of Genesis Hasharim, for these were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephthunah, were Uri, Elah, and Nam. The name of Elah was Kenez. The name of Jehalel was Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Asriel. The sons of Ezra were Jatir, Mered, Ephir, and Jalon. And Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shamaiah, and Ishba, the father of Eshetoah. His wife, Jehudijah, bore Jared, the father of Gedir, Hebir, the father of Sokah, and Jekuchel, the father of Zanoah. And these were the sons of Bithniah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. And the sons of Hodediah, wife, the sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Kelalel the Garamite and Eshetoah the Maccathite. And the sons of Shimon were Ammon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth, descendants of Judah's son Shelah. 1 Chronicles 4, 21-23. Now, the sons of Shelah, the sons of Judah, were the father of Lada, the father of Merashah. The families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashabeah, also Jachim, the men of Chozabah and Joash, Seraphoth, who ruled Moab, and Joshubai Lehem. Now, the records are ancient. These were the potters and those who dwell in Netatayim and Gederah. There they dwelt with the king for his work. 1 Samuel 1, 1-8, Elkanah and his family. Samuel, a little notation here, it says that Samuel was born late in the period of the judges. Now, there was a certain man in Ramathim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up from the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, and also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. Excuse me. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all of the sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, and although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. And so it was, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. And therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? And that's how we end our reading today for April the 8th, 2024. Kind of on a cliffhanger there in 1 Samuel. So thank you all so much for joining me. Leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll mark that down. Just as a reminder, tomorrow is day 100. And so that is a huge accomplishment. And those of you who this is your first time reading through since January, congratulations. And also to those who have been with me since the beginning, if you have read through until tomorrow, you will officially join the Bible Reading Mug Club. And then for my veterans, I have something special for you. But here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to, if you are following on Facebook tomorrow, you need to, you can leave a comment, but you also have to leave a thumbs up on tomorrow's video, okay? It's just a little easier for me just to keep track of things. Leave a thumbs up, a reaction, whatever it is, so that I know that you're up to date, okay? If you're up to date tomorrow, and also if you could leave a comment just to tell me if it's your first year, if it's your second year, most of you, I already know that, but also, if you're not following with me on Facebook, maybe you're watching this on Sermon Audio, shoot me a text, or some of you watch it later or whatever, shoot me a text, 860-593-5735, just to tell me that you're up to date, up to day 100, just so that I can make sure my lists are accurate and make sure that you get your prize. So I'll remind you of that tomorrow. You're going to have until Sunday the 14th to catch up. So, but after that... you can still be a part of it, but no prize for you. Again, the prize is discipline. But anyway, that said, thank you all so much for joining me. Thank you so much. It's a blessing, and I just really look forward to this every day. But let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for, Lord, even though we go through portions of Scripture, the genealogies, and Lord, sometimes they can be a little monotonous. But again, Lord, we're thankful, God, that we can look back on history and see your hand of grace, see how you worked in and through all of these names and these lists of people, God, to bring about really redemption, God. That's where we're going to end up being in 1 Samuel, how you brought about David and how eventually you bring about our Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, very intricately woven, your plan is just amazing, God, just to see your sovereignty played out through the Bible. And so, Lord, may we trust you today in our own lives. Lord, may we trust you, love you, and give you the glory, God, through our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Lord, thank you so much for this day. We just pray for your blessing upon my brothers and sisters now. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.